started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, is at the White House today meeting with President Trump. A short time ago at the White House, President Trump was asked how his preparations are going for meeting next week with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
I think I'm very well prepared. I don't think I have to prepare very much. It's about attitude. It's about willingness to get things done. But I think I've been preparing for the summit for a long time.
As we approach the 2018 midterm elections, how much of a role will the Democrats play when it comes to possibly taking back the House and Senate? Brad Blakeman was an advisor to George W. Bush. He says it's about time we tell the truth about Democrats and minorities.
The Democrats have taken minorities for granted, and it's about time Republicans stepped up to the plate and not only told them what they've done, but also encouraged them to come into the tent. They should be Republicans, and we shouldn't take anybody for granted.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Another legal setback for the Trump administration's efforts to crack down on sanctuary cities. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Another federal judge rules against the Trump administration's efforts to withhold law enforcement grants from sanctuary cities. This time it was the city of Philadelphia, arguing in its case that it was a violation of the law to withhold those grants because of local policy towards cooperating with immigration authorities. On Wednesday, a federal judge ruled withholding those grants would cause irreparable damage to local law enforcement. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As President Trump prepares for the summit next week with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, what is being done to prepare and what can we expect from the president? Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee says President Trump is the man for this job.
Well, Donald Trump is doing what he does best, and that's keeping everybody off balance, making them wonder what is the next move. But ultimately, the goal is to make sure that they're ready to come to the table.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the recent data breaches at Facebook, many people are wondering what sort of role the government plays in regulating social media companies such as Facebook and Twitter. Roger McNamee was an early investor in Facebook. He says he wasn't too impressed with Zuckerberg's answer when it came to some of the latest accusations.
I do not find their response even remotely comforting because Their practice has been deny, 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 and then only admit to the bare minimum when they're forced to. And the situation here is they weren't paying attention. They have no idea what these guys did, and they had years to mess with this data.
McNamee also has a chilling prediction moving forward.
We're nowhere near the end, unfortunately. The company had this motto for years called move fast and break things. The notion was don't let anything get in the way of growth. The reality is it was really move fast, break things, apologize, and then move on as though nothing has happened. And that's really where Mark is now. He's apologizing because every rock we turn over has another scandal hidden underneath it. And this one in China, we don't know exactly how bad it is. What we know, though, is that Facebook was not monitoring these companies. And if the Defense Department is telling us they won't buy Huawei products because they're afraid of bugging and hacking, I think we have to be concerned that Huawei, with 10 years or whatever of control of Facebook user accounts, is going to have had the opportunity to download all that data.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to Watchdog, the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street Show, the place we take the liars, crooks, cheats out behind the woodshed and give them a bit of a beatdown. All right. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on trade. I know exactly what the Trump administration is doing. I know it's got many of our elites out there. It's got their underwears in a bunch. They don't like it. They don't like it at all. This is not going to sit well at the Chardonnay sipping parties at embassies around the globe. This is not going to sit well at all of the parties held in NYC with all the UN diplomats. They're not going to like the fact that Donald Trump is saying, hey, wait a second. Wait, these deals that we struck, they are way too one-sided. And they are. You ever notice that you got tons of stories in regards to trade taking place? All of the major media outlets, and they are always critical of the United States. These are domestic publications. Always critical of the United States. Do you have any idea the type of tariffs that are put on our goods going over to Europe? How many times has the European Union, struck down a merger and acquisition? How many times has the European Union gotten upset and gone after companies like Apple? Yeah. They know exactly what they're doing. And the funny thing is we never stand up to it for ourselves. Never. This is the first time. I mean, I mentioned Barack Obama did mention when he was president that he was sick and tired of freeloaders. And he was talking about NATO and the fact that the European nations do not pay their fair share. They don't. They don't. And all we get talk about now is we get talk about NATO and this global alliance and all this stuff and 70 years of this and 70 years of the United States paying your way. What did you think was going to happen? What did you think was going to happen? You didn't think that there was going to be at some point in time that we were going to get aggravated? They were going to get sick and tired of this. All sorts of tariffs put on our goods. So you know what? I'm sorry. I know we got a lot of free traders out there. I'm for free trade too, but I'm for fair trade. Well, why is it? Ever wonder why? Why do these trade deals have to be thousands and thousands of pages long? Why is that? If it's free trade, you're asked to say, okay, you can sell your goods, anything that you make and produce in the United States, and we are not going to put any tariffs on them, and we can sell anything that we make in the European Union, and you're not going to put any tariffs on it. Sound good?
Right.
Sure. And then they'll come up with other reasons why, and they'll say, oh, you know, certain American agricultural products don't meet our standards, so you can't sell them there. They'll find ways of banning various different goods and services. They'll go out of their way. It's a protectionist racket, and they run it better than anyone else. And hey, listen. Okay, I'm an equal opportunity basher here on the program. We do it too. We've done it with sugar for a very long period of time, and we do it with certain things as well. Hey, you can take a look at the Farm Bill as a great example of how we subsidize farms here in the United States. So yes, it's a racket, and dealing with the European Union is a difficult thing to do because certain countries have certain protection rackets put into play within the European Union. It's not like rules are the same across the board, because they're not. Certain food items coming from certain countries are protected because they said they originally came from that country. For example, feta cheese in Greece. France for a while was making their own feta cheese, and Greece got upset saying, you can't call it feta, because feta can only come from Greece. Hey, this is what you have to deal with. But again, European Union, and this is reality, they need us. They need us more than we need them. And hey, their population is greater than ours. But that is the reality, and they know it. And they're falling all over themselves over there right now. And the statements that they're making, oh boy, we've never expected something like this, and this is terrible, it's a complete change. Transatlantic alliance is off. Give me a break. The first sign that anything goes wrong anywhere, number one on your speed dial is the United States. You know it. We know it. The entire world knows it. So, what do I predict in regards to this? No, I don't think that there's going to be a trade war. I don't. You saw some of the items that the European Union was putting tariffs on. Bourbon. Motorcycles. How many motorcycles do you think Harley-Davidson actually sells in Europe? And I'm here to tell you, they are a hell of a lot more expensive in Europe than they are in the United States already. They're already a luxury item. So they put a tariff on a Harley-Davidson. Somebody in Europe that's going to buy a Harley-Davidson is going to buy a Harley-Davidson. It's kind of like a Ferrari. If you can afford a Ferrari and they raise the tariffs on the Ferrari, yeah, somebody's going to pay it. If you can afford to pay $1 million for a car, hey, you'll pay 1.1. It is what it is. So we shall see. Anyway, I want to move on from trade, and I've got to get into I got a lot of, and I've let these things kind of pile up on me. A lot of ripoff and scam stories has been our, was pretty much our bread and butter when we started this program. But there's some that I've seen that got my attention as of late. I again, they fill up my email box. I get them sent to me. I go to FINRA's site. There's many places where I find out about these things. Not to mention the fact that I'm often alerted of ripoffs and scams that aren't in the news yet by the people that listen to this program. The people who listen to this program all over the world. Yeah, we have listeners all over the world. I get people from South Africa, Australia, all over the place. Scams that are taking place there, they'll call me up and ask me about it, and I'll warn them. Some listen. Most don't. This is a story that caught my attention about a broker. He was a broker for 14 years. He's finally barred from the industry. He had, no joke, 55 complaints. 55 customer complaints. He owed millions in dollars in arbitrations against clients had filed against him. He was registered. Okay, he was in the business for 14 years, but he was registered with 11 different firms. Yeah. Everyone from Horowitz and Associates, Raymond James, Edward Jones. Now, one would say to themselves, yeah, why would Edward Jones, with their nice and folksy, homey advertising and Raymond James, why would they hire somebody like this Anthony Diaz? Because he made money. Churnham and Burnham. Remember that line from the movie Wall Street? There you got the big trading floor there, and Bud Fox's buddy is Churnham and Burnham. We're not fund managers. The guy generated commissions. Who does the hiring at these various different brokerage firms? I don't care. What are you talking about? Well, you think it's, think they have some sort of department there? That does, no, sales managers do. Not human resources. Human resources handles the back office people, my friends. The guys running the sales floor, they're the ones that take a look. And they're the ones that are going to sign off and say, I don't care, this guy does a ton of commissions. Who cares how many complaints he has? I've been there, I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen right before my very eyes. They will hire anyone if they can sell. But another teachable moment about this story. Again, 55 complaints. Where is the SEC? Where is FINRA? Where are they on this? How come they couldn't catch this? Why didn't they do something about this? Again, they're limited. They are. FINRA probably should have gotten rid of this guy a little bit earlier. Yeah, they should have. But the problem is that too many people rely upon FINRA or the SEC and think of them almost like cops on the beat. And they're not. They're not. I don't want you to have some sort of false sense of security over these. Well, FINRA is a self-regulatory agency. The SEC is part of the government. First and foremost, the SEC, which basically governs us, we're registered investment advisory. We got a lot of good people that work there, but again, they're limited. Many of them are young, right out of college, easily intimidated by politicians. Why do you think Bernie Madoff skated? How did that happen? Because the SEC knew that it was a scam. They were told it was a scam. That was mathematically proven that Bernie Madoff's investment house was an entire scam. Harry Markopoulos did that. Well, nobody at the SEC wants to go after Bernie Madoff because Chuck Schumer is going to yell at him. Or Frank Lautenberg or some other big politician. Because Bernie Madoff donated a lot of money to those guys. It's a political agency as well. So what am I trying to get across here, people? Well, you need to protect yourself. You need to protect yourself. The SEC doesn't sign off on IPOs, if you notice that. They don't sign off on ETF. They don't sign off on anything. Basically what they are, you want to think of it this way? They're crime scene investigators. Not about prevention. Oh, yeah, they'll put out their little alerts from time to time. But they're basically CSI. After something terrible has happened, they come and investigate. So wouldn't it be better not to have anything bad happen in the first place? In my opinion, yes. That's why you need to get your financial plan done the right way. That's why you need to investigate who you're doing business with. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff there at our site, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Also, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Mike Hewitt here. Until we all embrace equality equally, there won't be any for anyone. If we are ever to put racism firmly in our rearview mirror, we must first acknowledge there's a certain percentage of racism within every ethnicity. And don't forget, classism is every bit as ugly as racism. Most reasonable minds will agree that any group of people spewing hate for others or seeking to be first in line or to place others behind or below them solely because of ethnicity or personal faith are not examples to be held up for our young, our next generations. This isn't a partisan issue. It's much more fundamental. Consider our choices between melting pot and identity politics. This is an easy choice. One asks us all to add to the greater culture, while the other seeks to alienate and divide. You decide, but be very careful. Our children and theirs depend on us. Get beyond the obvious at themikehewittshow.com.
Hey, Watchdog listeners, are you in the process of planning for your retirement? Hey, make your time work. Make your time count. Prepare for the retirement crisis, because yes, we're in a crisis, with my free white paper. Available for your download on WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. This white paper covers everything you need to know about preparing for the retirement crisis, including Social Security, pension financing, budget, and encore careers. Don't wait. Download right now at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket? That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Miller, welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. The list of professional athletes that have been ripped off and scammed by stockbrokers at the major firms, it just gets longer and longer and longer. And again, con artists, Hey, let me put this in terms of Animal Planet, shall we? When you watch Animal Planet and you're out there on the Serengeti and the lions are out hunting, who do the lions go after? Lions go after the weaker parts of the herd. Smart. It's smart. They're easier to catch. They are easier to catch. That's who the lions go after them. In many respects, that's why a lot of these athletes and actors and actresses and whatnot, this is why they constantly get ripped off. Many of them aren't trained properly. It's easy to push their various different greed buttons and take advantage of them. And that's why it happens. And case in point, you watch that television show on HBO, Ballers, with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Now, in the show, Dwayne The Rock Johnson cares about his clients. But it's funny to watch how they go about obtaining their clients. You know, stripper parties with drugs and all of this stuff. What, you don't think that that's what really happens? Because it does. That's what really goes on. We've reported on various different con artists, brokers, and financial planners down in South Beach actually owning clubs, using clubs to recruit people. The shady, shady business. The latest victim we just learned about was Kwame Brown. He was the first pick in the draft back in 2001. And, yeah, in fact, the Merrill Lynch guys that were working with him forged documents on various different pieces of paper, completely mismanaged his money. Millions and millions of dollars are gone. Millions of dollars gone. He wanted his money in very safe investments. Yep, Merrill Lynch had other plans. And that other plan was to what? Churn them and burn them. Another quick story on Merrill Lynch I wanted to get to as well. They're changing their pay structure. For you people out there that have Merrill Lynch accounts, well, this is what's going to be happening. Your broker is going to have to start selling you more stuff, or your broker is not going to get paid as much. Merrill Lynch is a part of Bank of America. Your broker is going to have to start selling you credit cards and checking accounts and all sorts of other stuff out there in order to maintain his pay grid. Oh, I can bet you can hardly wait. Yeah, that's just what your financial planner should be doing. Right? Just what he should be doing is selling you credit cards. Listen, I don't sell credit cards. Yeah, I'll tell everybody the credit card I use. I'm not getting paid for this at all. I love my Capital One card. Love it. Love it. Double miles. Double points every dollar spent. I love it. Fantastic. You know, when I got to go to a lacrosse tournament somewhere. Oh, whoop, I got enough points. Pays for the hotel room. Yay. Love it. Fantastic. No problems at all. Oh, could I? Could I sell credit cards from our clearing agent? Oh, sure I could. Sure I could. But that's not what I do. That's not what I do. We specialize in what? Doing one's financial plan. Not trying to sell you as much stuff as possible. That's what the wirehouse model is all about. Shoving as much crap down your throat as they possibly can. Again and again and again, we report on these stories. Asset loans, all sorts of stuff that they're trying to sell to make an extra buck. They are not a fiduciary. They're salespeople. They don't have any duty whatsoever to put your needs above their own. It's funny that people still to this day just can't seem to grasp that concept. Quick story here. Another broker, this guy, this one's out of New York. Again, you're talking tens of millions of dollars. Tens of millions of dollars he blew through basically with his clients. Again, everyone should have known. Everyone should have known all they had to do. In this case, the guy's name was Dean Mustafali. All they had to do was do a background search. All they had to do was do a broker check. All they had to do was to make a couple phone calls. All you had to do was call me. I could have told you who this guy was. But now what? Well, you're going to file an arbitration? Money's gone. It's too late. Again, CSI's in there now. Nothing was prevented. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, get the help you need. Get to our website or give us a call. 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
The Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, is at the White House today meeting with President Trump. A short time ago at the White House, President Trump was asked how his preparations are going for meeting next week with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
I think I'm very well prepared. I don't think I have to prepare very much. It's about attitude. It's about willingness to get things done. But I think I've been preparing for the summit for a long time.
As we approach the 2018 midterm elections, how much of a role will the Democrats play when it comes to possibly taking back the House and Senate? Brad Blakeman was an advisor to George W. Bush. He says it's about time we tell the truth about Democrats and minorities.
The Democrats have taken minorities for granted, and it's about time Republicans stepped up to the plate and not only told them what they've done, but also encouraged them to come into the tent. They should be Republicans, and we shouldn't take anybody for granted.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. offices located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, a little Animal House stuff going here. Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. All right, I got some bits and pieces, odds and ends, things I want to go over here with you. And I had this sent over to me. And, you know, the funny thing is, I didn't see it when it happened because certain things I just recall. That's my memory. And I couldn't remember this Steve Jobs interview, and I would have remembered it. It was back in 1995. Back in 1995, Steve Jobs. I remember 1995 was a pretty exciting year. As far as technology was concerned, new things coming out, right? You know, the whole technology boom about ready to happen. Internet, yeah, the things just starting to get warmed up. You remember that was when Windows released Windows 95. And remember they had the commercials on TV with the Rolling Stones, Start Me Up. Anyway, this interview with Steve Jobs from 1995, and he is telling the world how and why companies fail, in particular, tech companies. He said, I have my own theory about why the decline happens at companies like IBM or Microsoft. The company does a great job, innovates, and becomes a monopoly, or close to it in some field. And then the quality of the product becomes less important. The company starts valuing the great salesmen because they're the ones who can move the needle on revenues, not the product engineers and designers. So the salespeople end up running the company. Once you have a monopoly, new products don't help you, only better marketing. Soon, marketing people are running the company. And what made them great is gone. We've talked about stories I've written in the past about how blue chips die. Columns I've written about how blue chips die. We've talked here on the program that marketing scam / scheme back from the late 1960s. J.P. Morgan Chase, the Nifty 50. 50 stocks that you could buy and you could put in your portfolio and hold forever. Right, sure. Now, I always talk about it here. If you're not growing, you're dying. What I mean by that, not just growing your client base. It's growing as a company. It's improving as a company. Unfortunately, today, many companies are, well, heck, they're driven by next quarter's earnings. What's happening next? What's next quarter's numbers? What's next? What are you looking at for the rest of the year? I want to know, as an investor, what you're thinking about 5 years from now. What do you see? What do you see coming 5 years from now? 10 years from now? The Romans knew this. Back when they were a republic, they focused on not so much tomorrow, but way down the line. That type of thinking breeds success. When I started the radio program, this one, a couple stations. We can get you on a lot more stations if you do a buy, sell, and hold show, Markowski. Nah. I'm not worried about next week, next month. I'm worried about 10 years from now, 20 years from now. That's my concern. That's my focus. And you can see it happen with certain companies. You can. You can. You could see it happen. They stop focusing on what's really important. It's funny. You talk about companies like Apple and how Apple went in and basically raided Xerox. Xerox invented the mouse and all these various different technologies. And they basically went in there and took them because Xerox was like, let's make copiers and get our salespeople out there and sell more copiers. New inventions? Nah. Yeah. How'd that work out? You constantly need to be improving and not just sales. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Be with you in the daytime.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's expands its signature 2-for-20 menu, two full-size entrees and a full-size appetizer to share for $20, by adding flame-grilled steak as an extra option to tempt everyone's taste buds. Starting on May 28th and for a limited time only, guests can enjoy a 6-ounce USDA Select Top Sirloin Steak as an entree option, by itself or in a delicious combo like the shrimp and parmesan sirloin. It will satisfy the biggest of appetites. And the best part is that you can share this with a special someone. Submit an image or video of your epic 2-for-20 proposal on Twitter from June 4th to June 10th using hashtag 2for20contest for a chance to win a date night at Applebee's. And if you don't feel like dining in, also for a limited time, enjoy 20% off $20 or more on your next Applebee's Carside To-Go order. For more, visit applebees.com. Price and participation may vary by location.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money because it isn't customized to you. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress at a price you can afford. Here's how it works. Go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our 2-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress customized to your specific height, weight, and sleep preferences. And we can customize each side of the mattress. Because studies confirm optimal sleep is best achieved on a mattress custom built just for you. And with prices starting at just $600, there's no reason to look anywhere else. With financing as low as 0% and our 100-night sleep trial, your perfect mattress is only a few clicks away at HelixSleep.com. And during our Memorial Day sale, go to HelixSleep.com/custom and you'll get up to $150 towards your mattress order. That's HelixSleep.com/custom for up to $150 off your mattress order. HelixSleep.com/custom.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Guess what? This is amazing. There are right now in the United States 101 people who owe at least $1 million in federal student loans. Now, I was perplexed by that. I said, how does that happen? How does that happen? How does one own $1 million in student? You know how many books you could buy with $1 million? You know the type of library that you could build for yourself with $1 million? Here's the story. Mike Maru, 37-year-old orthodontist, made a big investment in his education. As of this past Thursday, he owed $1,060,945.42 in student loans. He pays $1,589.97. That's nothing on $1 million loan. That's, in fact, yes, it's not even enough to cover the interest. So in essence, every single day, his debt to the University of Southern California grows by $130. What are you going to do? It's a bill. We pay it. And that's how they're looking at it. Because, you know, it's going to happen, right? After 20 years, he'll be able to go into some sort of government forbearance program that's been set up, and the debt will be gone. The taxpayers will absorb it. We'll absorb the entire thing. Now, granted, he's probably, at that point in time, he's probably paid in. I don't know how much, but, again, this is how absurd this becomes. And the funny thing about this guy, this Mike Rue, went to, dentistry school, became an orthodontist, is that he's undergrad, his parents paid for. He didn't owe any money. Yep. And so basically when, you know, he times where he was becoming dentist, he went into forbearance and he stopped paying on it. And the whole deal, you know, just got worse and worse and worse. So he's agreed to pay monthly payments at 10% of his discretionary income. So basically, well, put it this way. Without the government help, his monthly payment would be $10,500. That would be, his monthly income right now is $13,333. Yep. He got 25 years. It's going to reach $2 million. At that point in time, the sum will be forgiven. But it is going to cost him because it's going to be called a gift. He's going to have to pay taxes on that $2 million. So that'll be about $700,000 at that point in time. I give you higher education here in the United States. How stupid is that? How stupid are we? And we keep buying in. We keep doing the same thing again and again and again. And it's not getting any better. It's getting worse every year. Every year it's getting worse. I mentioned this a month or so ago. I saw what tuition was at my alma mater for next year. Over $70,000. Head examined. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We got college planning kits as best we can. Best we can help people out with them. Right there at our website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success.
If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I've been watching, seen some of these commencement addresses around the country. Again, the usual crap. Being honest. I'm being honest. A lot of crap. Oh, you got to make a difference, and you're the greatest generation that's going to come around, and you're more better equipped than other generations have ever been before, and
nah, I don't see that.
I don't. I'm being honest here. In fact, I think a lot of the younger generations are, I think that they're ill-equipped. I think that they're ill-equipped. For the real world. I think a lot of what they've been taught is crap. I do. And I think that they've become elitist and arrogant. Ignorance and arrogance is dangerous. It's even more dangerous when the arrogant person doesn't know he or she is ignorant. My wife gets upset with me because I pretty much call. I've got a very close relationship with my kids. Thank God, I do. I struggle. I've got two teenagers, and one about to be a teenager. My daughter is a bit of a struggle, whereas she used to be daddy's girl. Not so much right now at 13. So I had a little bit of trouble with her, and I'm getting my arms around that. I'm trying to figure that whole thing out. Again, I grew up in a house that was all boys except my mother. But a very close relationship with my kids. Even that be the case, I'd pretty much call my eldest son jackass all the time. And my wife gets upset. Why do you do that? Well, I'm constantly trying to instill in him the idea, I don't care what your grades are. I'm trying to get him the idea that understanding that he doesn't know anything. because I don't know anything. Ever notice the people that read a lot, try to absorb as much information as they can, oftentimes are people that have that understanding that they don't know what they don't know? The more I read, the more I try to take in whatever it may be, I'm telling you right now, the dumber it makes me feel. You realize how little you do know. And that's kind of one of the things I try to teach my son. I said, you're 15. You really don't know anything. And the problem today is you get all these kids that got their degrees and they think that they're smart. They don't even think they're smart, they think that they're wise. And that's dangerous. It's problematic. And I notice as well is that they are a generation that looks down upon others. They do. They look down. We talked about this here on the program and how, people not going to college, people going to vocational schools. Listen, you want to find, here's to some of the college kids listening to this program right now. If you waited tables, if you mopped a floor, if you flipped a burger, if you mowed lawns, if you shoveled driveways, if you framed houses, you've got a degree, you're smart, you've got a better chance working with me, working at my company, than if you were top of your class at Harvard. That's right. You've got a much better shot. These are the type of people that I'm looking for. Every single one of these jobs, every single one of these tasks, all of this stuff, they're building blocks. They're building blocks. I tell you, you take all the business, go to business school, business, whatever it may be. Again, you're going to enter the real world and you're going to learn that, hey, you know what? I spent a lot of money on these classes. I'm not utilizing much of it. A lot of it is the life experience that counts. Anyway, want to touch on this as well. The whole Roseanne controversy. NFL controversy. First and foremost, we'll do the NFL. Story is out, and I'm going to help everybody out there understand, and we'll help you to read between the lines and be a better consumer of news and news media. The story was out that Donald Trump pressured the NFL owners, and the NFL owners caved on the flag and kneeling during the national anthem. I'm here to tell you that is BS. That is classic fake news is what that is. That is fake news. The NFL cares about one thing and one thing only. What? You think that these billionaires, you think that these billionaires out there were intimidated by Donald Trump? No. The billionaires saw the ratings. That's it. So what they did was they put out press releases saying, you know, we felt pressured by Donald Trump, and this is why we had to do this. So basically what you saw the NFL owners do was shift the entire issue and put it on Donald Trump. So they can throw their hands up in the air and say, I had nothing to do with this. No. We're not sorry. It was all on Trump, when they are lying. So, again, what does this tell you about NFL owners and the media? Well, they work hand in hand to further their own needs, and they want the ratings to come up too, but they are all a bunch of cowards, is what it is. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff there at the site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back. Let's celebrate.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by